Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, coming up at 7 o'clock. Tickets for Justin Bieber's Changes Tour with special guests Kehlani and Jaden Smith. Whoa. Jaden Smith, I guess he and Tyler, the Creator, have some kind of relationship.
Jaden was saying it's his boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess he's made references to that in the past. Like, my boyfriend just won a Grammy.
Yeah. I'd bone guys if I could.
Yeah.
Keep your options open.
Well, I'm not interested, but if I was, I would do that. Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they have other relationships as well, right?
Yeah. I want to say that Jaden has said he's like pansexual.
What does that mean again?
I think that means everybody.
So he's bisexual.
Yeah. Oh, no. Maybe just pansexual is just like, I fall in love with the person, not the gender or something. But anyway, they've been, you know, haven't come right out and said, look, we're an item, we're together. But there's definitely been multiple references to each other as a special person in their lives.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great if you, I mean, just imagine you were with someone and your sex drives line up.
Yeah. And then you can watch football afterward.
It's not even that. It's just that the idea where you're like,
really?
I'd like that. And then the other person goes, me too.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd say something.
I'm already on my way up the stairs. Bye.
Hurry up.
You know what I mean?
Yes. As opposed to, oh my God, I can't think of anything I'd rather do more. Let's go.
Right.
Yay. Yeah. Oh my God. Hooray. Oh, this is happening. All right.
Right.
Woo. Yeah. Anyway, at 7 o'clock, we'll have tickets for Justin Bieber's Changes Tour with special guests Kehlani and Jaden Smith.
I'm going to that.
Are you?
Well, I'm taking my daughter to that.
It is Levi Stadium, May 22nd.
I'll be there.
Do you have what day of the week that is?
That's funny. That'll
it's
be my
like
first
a Friday
time
or Saturday. What
actually
day?
Into Levi Stadium right. Will be a Bieber show.
Oh, perfect.
What's the date?
It's
like
a Friday, the 22nd, you said?
Yeah. Friday the 22nd? Mm-hmm. May 22nd. Hey? The tickets actually go on sale this Friday, the 14th. That would be, oh, sorry. That's next Friday, isn't it?
Because yeah, next Friday. Let's see. Let's go on sale February 14th on Valentine's Day.
Of course it is. I'm a believer. So this week is, what is it? Today's Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Today's the 28th. Tuesday. All right. Next week's already February.
So these aren't going on sale for a couple weeks.
Yeah. They just want to pre-sell.
Yeah, they do.
You know it's going to sell out, too.
Yeah, that's pretty big. Does Jaden Smith have music out that we've... I know that the sister has had a
Willow?
Bunch of... Yeah. I've heard songs from him.
Yeah, he has songs. He has songs and videos.
I don't
and
remember
movies.
Any. Can you play me a Jaden Smith song? I would love to hear what Jaden Smith sounds like. Kehlani's local, right? Is she the chick from Oakland that we talk about from time to time?
She was originally from Oakland and then moved around.
As people do.
Yeah. Well, you know, she got successful, but I think she had a group here in the beginning.
I bet you his home studio is pretty smacking. Is that a word?
Nope.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. So we got a note here, and this is, it's a good cause, and it's a cute email. So it says here, hi, Yuzette. Hey. With Super Bowl 54 less than a week away, Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford is vying with Children's Mercy in Kansas City in a friendly competition to see whose fans can raise the most money for children's health. We know that the 49er fans are some of the most passionate in the NFL, and we'd like to get your help getting the word out about our Touchdown for Kids Health Fan Challenge. Each children's hospital is challenging local fans to get in on the action to raise $10,000. And it looks like it's a race to $10,000. I mean, I'm sure they're hoping that the donations go beyond that, but it's the first to $10,000. The CEO of the losing hospital will wear the opponent's colors for a day. our, let's see, we've got www.touchdown4kidshealth.org. 100% of the donations will support our patients and their families. Right now, it's at $1,071 raised by 49er fans, $0 raised by Chiefs fans.
Yep.
Can you give me that page again? Sure. Touchdown4kidshealth. Number 4?
Nope. Touchdown, F-O-R, touchdown4kidshealth.org. And 100% of the donations go to patients and their families.
Kids Health.
And actually, there is a hashtag that does have the number 4, touchdown4 Kids Health, touchdown4kidshealth.
I'll give to that today.
Yeah, me too.
Done.
Easy enough.
Mm-hmm. How would you like 50 of my bucks, Touchdown for Kids Health?
We would love it.
We'd love it. Thank you.
You got it.
So everybody contribute to that. Let's just show Kansas City.
Our hearts are bigger than yours.
How Sunday's going to look. So I'll set that aside. I'll mention that again. That's a nice thing. It's like winning and being a good person.
Yep.
All in one. 30 years ago today in 1990, the San Francisco 49ers destroyed the Denver Broncos 55-10. Winning Super Bowl 24, their fourth Super Bowl title. Joe Montana won his third MVP award.
Best of all time.
30 years ago today.
Thank you.
34 years ago today.
Yeah.
In 86.
What were you doing in 86?
I was writing a song for Challenger.
Let me think. Wait. So we're in January of 86.
I was 20. The space shuttle Challenger exploded.
And you were writing the song.
Well, that later that day, I had just gotten my Casio keyboard.
And you said to yourself, I'm going to write a song.
Well, everyone was in despair over it. And so I wrote a song about it. It happened 73 seconds after liftoff and killed all 7 crew members. I mean, the song is absolutely terrible, but, you know, I was feeling it.
Can we hear that?
Challenger, whoa. Like that. All 7 crew members died. Flight Commander Dick Scobie, Pilot Michael Smith, Ronald McNair, Ellison Ozenuka, Judith Resnick, Gregory Jarvis, and school teacher Krista McAuliffe. 34 years ago today. So, the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash... I'm just going to give you the new stuff and keep you up to date on this. For Kobe, using a helicopter was a pretty standard method of transportation. But he and his wife were concerned about the risks. Do you have the whole, should I just let this roll?
Yeah, I'm talking about working out and stuff like that.
His
daily routine.
What about the deal he had with Vanessa, his wife?
That's not on this.
Okay, well then let me give you that and then we'll jump into the audio that we have. Kobe and Vanessa had a deal that they would never fly in helicopter together. And, you know, this is actually a lot of parents, even commercial flights. Some people are like, I'm not orphaning my kids.
I swear to you, I don't remember what we did, but we had a date night not that long ago. And as we were pulling out and it was a rainy night, I'm driving and I'm thinking, the parent team is in the same car. God forbid something happens to us.
Oh, God.
Isn't that a but, you know, thoughts. I mean, then I was able, I didn't say it, but of course I come in here and broadcast
it. It floats into your head.
But it actually occurred to me. Sure. I thought, that's trippy. Right now, the like, Maka takes over. Like she was watching him. I'm thinking, man.
Do you guys have in your trust?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to do it. Got to lay it all out.
But I can see why they would have... It seems morbid, and it seems like, well, if it's that much on your mind, maybe neither of you should fly in a helicopter, but I get it.
Right. They had decided that they wouldn't fly so that they wouldn't orphan their children.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't elaborate much beyond that, but, you know, that's certainly a concern, and it's funny how it doesn't cross your mind until you have kids. You'd never think to yourself beforehand, like, oh... Because why? Suddenly you have something to live for. Suddenly those children have you anchored on Earth. They're actually saying you know, that he doesn't need to use a helicopter. It's an 80-mile drive. I mean, he could have made that and come home the night before and gone back in the
morning.
Well,
we haven't gotten, or I haven't heard sort of a firm answer about it, but don't we think he owned that thing?
Yes, it's his
right. So
helicopter.
I'm telling you, 12-something years ago, I heard, whether it was a sports talk or whatever it was, that this guy commutes via helicopter.
And here he is.
From Orange County to L.A. regularly.
Wow. Down and
I don't
back in
know
15 minutes.
About you, but traffic has always been bad. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't either.
But, okay, it made for a good story. Traffic's been terrible there. My dad commuted from Irvine, where we grew up, to LAX daily. Mm. That dude left. He'd leave at, I don't know, 3 p.m., and he'd get home at 6 p.m. Wow. And it's a 45-minute to an hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Without
Bless you.
Traffic.
Without traffic. Mm-hmm. 3 hours.
Yeah.
And everybody's doing that now. Around here, people will go, 3 hours. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
3 hours. What?
Lexi drives in 3 hours.
And she's not even in traffic.
No, she doesn't have to be here till like 9:30.
No, she's in traffic.
Oh,
well, right.
She is?
I mean, yeah, she's in.
The, she's in that she's morning in the commute, drive traffic.
But she leaves her house 3 hours early, so that she can be here at 9:30. Like that's ridiculous.
But when I leave my house, let's say 3:30, 3:45, there's traffic coming in from the Central Valley, coming in here, and they're talking about, oh, it's jammed up morning. Yeah. Started.
I know. It's actually crazy how early it starts now.
Yeah, it's insane.
This morning they ran one of those traffic brakes. You know,
on your way in?
Just constantly on that Waldo Grave.
Why does it be called that?
It's very, or the Robin Williams grade. I don't even know what they call it now. It's like, okay, I had 15 minutes to spare. No problem. I'll sit here for 15 minutes. And I'm always like the third or fourth person behind the cop. Like, you couldn't have come out 15 seconds later. Mm-hmm. I would have been gone.
Well,
anyway, I should get
some of those days when you drive straight through, you just missed them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, I don't need a helicopter.
It's awful. That's just, there's a little, do you call those cartoons? There's a cartoon in the paper. It's the Merc, I think.
Comic.
And it's, yeah, it's God.
Uh-oh.
And it's Kobe and his daughter, each wearing jerseys that have their age on them, 41 and 13. And it's God saying, welcome, but I'm afraid you're too early. Of course they are.
The NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, mm-hmm. I believe, revealed the helicopter was not equipped with a black box. It wasn't required to be, but there was an iPad on board to be used for the flight itinerary. That's something that how investigators will look at the weather conditions and flight elements. They're asking the public for photos of the weather in the area Sunday morning to determine flying conditions. I saw Jessica Simpson had posted something. It was a black and white photo, though, so I couldn't tell. It sounded like she from her backyard she could see the plume.
A gray, blue, white.
Right. Of the smoke. This was directly afterward.
No, it's one of those things. I was trying to make the point yesterday that you can even be in perfectly clear weather and the fog rolls in and you can't see.
Right.
You're screwed. And the fact that they knew there was fog shows a total disregard for general rules.
Right.
Because
they had grounded the LA,
LAPD
helicopters
were on the ground.
Yeah. Like now no one's flying in this. They're saying that to get to the site, it's a hike. I mean, it wasn't near. They could drive to however close, but then they had to hike up to it. And right now they've created a perimeter around it with officers on horseback and on ATVs to make sure nobody gets close to the wreck as they do their investigation. But it's in a pretty difficult to access place. The other thing I heard this morning on the news on the way in, I didn't see this in TMZ, which is where I get all my info from. They're saying it sounds like they descended onto the top of a mountain, like the tail piece is on one side of a ridge,
right,
and the rest of the body is on the other side, like it almost like
well,
a, if over the top.
Right, if the tail hit and it snapped over the top, that would make sense.
Right.
So it's either way, and this is one of those things where you just go, yeah, it's easy to say in retrospect or hindsight or whatever you want to use, but I'm sure the pilot thought, I've been through worse.
The pilot of the helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant and his daughter and six other passengers got in big trouble with the fog. They seemed about to abort the trip and tried returning home. That's what they think, where they think the trouble started. Because they had started. They'd trying to get to Thousand Oaks. They barely cleared one mountain range. They're actually saying they probably were within 100 feet of the top of this mountain. And the guy was like, oh, whew. And then here comes another mountain. They cleared one mountain range, never slowed down, circled near the downtown L.A. area, right over the L.A. Zoo, apparently, for 15 minutes because of the bad weather. The LAPD had grounded its helicopter fleet because of fog around the same time that that Kobe's actually took off. Pilot was following a visual flight plan, and was cleared by the tower to proceed north toward Thousand Oaks, where Kobe was taking his daughter for a basketball game. When they got to the Calabasas area, the fog was blinding. The pilot was, they're saying here, the pilot was flying too low, about 1,250 feet. Pilots we spoke with...
I'm sure the guy just wanted to put it down anywhere he could find.
Well, I don't even think he was trying to put it down. Not at that point. At that point, he's over the mountains. They're saying the pilots that TMZ spoke with say it's clear based on the abrupt change on the flight tracker. He panicked and quickly ascended from 1,250 to 2,000 feet. He cleared a mountain range by 100 feet, and the pilots say he was so low he almost certainly saw the top of that mountain before they crashed on the next one. Oof. This is an update from yesterday, so that's kind of old. L.A. weather was extremely foggy Sunday morning. Law enforcement sources say, air support was grounded. Kobe's chopper appeared to first encounter weather issues as it was above the L.A. Zoo, circled that area at least six times at a very low altitude, about 875 feet, waiting for the fog to clear. Pilot eventually headed north on the 118 freeway before turning to the west and then started following the 101 freeway around Woodland Hills, California. 9:40, they encounter more weather, seriously heavy fog. Chopper turned south, and this was critical. They turned toward a mountainous area. They flew into a mountain at 1,700 feet. Kylie Jenner is breathing a sigh of relief. She was a frequent flyer on that helicopter. Not only was she a guest of Kobe's several times, but she actually rented it from time to time and used it. She rented it for one of Dream's birthdays. Actually, isn't that kid about to turn two? She must have rented it for the first birthday.
Which Jenner are we talking about?
Kylie, the billionaire.
Which is, what's the other one's name?
Kendall.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kylie just broke her silence on the accident that killed Kobe, his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and seven others Sunday morning in Calabasas. She said that she knew the pilot really well. The guy's name was Ara Zobayan. She said that he was the pilot whenever she flew on Kobe's helicopter, and she remembers him as such a nice man. Everybody's scrambling for a way to honor Kobe. There's an online petition asking that Kobe be made the new NBA logo. That has about 1.5 million signatures. Snoop Dogg, Justin Bieber, Meek Mill, Usher, they're all backing it. Now, the current logo was designed by Alan Siegel, and it's a silhouette of Lakers legend Jerry West.
Right.
They've been using that since 71. And they're saying, cool idea. Kobe was also a Laker. No indication that the league's actually considering it yet. The Dallas Mavericks have retired Kobe's number 24, even though he never played for them. Mark Cuban says, Kobe's legacy transcends basketball, and our organization has decided that the number 24 will never again be worn by a Dallas Maverick. No one had worn it in several years for them. And some fans are now calling for 24 to be retired league-wide. There are seven teams that have already retired that number because they had a great who wore 24.
Oh,
so
all right.
They're saying maybe league-wide that should happen. Huh. One other team has the number 8 retired.
They did some neat stuff for the people who played games the day after the news broke. One of the things is there's an 8-second violation. His other number was 8.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing these things that would... There's an 8-second violation, and that was to honor him. Like they did it on purpose. There's another 24-second violation that they did on purpose. And so it was... Someone thought of that
right.
And went, oh, I know how I can do this.
Right.
So while the game is being played, they did some things to sort of...
Remind everyone.
And a lot of the guys wrote on their shoes, so the camera was finding their shoes, that, you know, RIP, right. KB, or whatever.
They're canceling the Clippers-Lakers game tonight, or postponing it, I should say.
It's tonight, or was it last night?
Was it last night?
I'm not sure.
Might have been last night.
And you know what?
I want to say it was last night. Mm.
I dealt with family stuff, and then I watched Harry Potter, so I'm completely removed.
And you finished Harry Potter 4?
I did. I did. Actually, I was in kitchen remodel.
Ah.
Mode for quite a bit of
the day. How's that going?
It's going great. I'm so stoked. It's coming out great.
Are the new counters on yet?
No.
Oh.
No, but the fabricators, the prep work's done.
Takes a while once they come out and measure and template the thing. And
that's it. So the whatever it goes underneath it is already set. The plywood and there's braces because there's an overhang.
Oh.
A little bar area.
Nice.
Do you call that a bar?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, there's
an overhang place.
No drinks being served, but I don't want to get anyone riled up.
Sure. Resale, man. You know, you can call it a bar.
That game was supposed to be tonight.
Oh, so it's canceled. The one for tonight is canceled.
Yeah.
I mean, people are just still reeling from this. It's horrible. Okay, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get you the details on that Market Street closing. It happens tomorrow, so it's on. Also, Heroes. And I'll show you the video of this as well after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.